Yo, we off the air, and Sight just came to me with the funniest answer to save wrestling, specifically WWE, because it looks like they're changing everything over there, and they losing viewers because you got a lot of competition. Sight, tell them what you said was the idea to save WWE.
Go back to when me and you were kids, right? You know what made us fall in love with certain wrestlers? And we made, and because you remember when we were growing up, those wrestlers look like superheroes to us.
Absolutely.
And maybe they don't look like superheroes to us now because we're grown men, but there was still some kind of something with them. I think to save WWE, right, what they should do is go back to basing the show around the jobbers. Now,
who are the jobbers?
The jobbers were the no-name wrestlers that used to just get beat up on. They were like the wrestling dummies. Right?
Yo, have you watched... You gotta watch Young Rock. You gotta watch Young Rock. And the reason why I say that is because it takes you back to that. And I don't even want to give it away, but you're making a very valid point because it was pivotal in the Rock's career.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
The no-name fights.
Yo, yeah. He walked, it was like, Ray, I'm telling you, he walked in here, he's like, I got it. I'm going to save WWE.
I don't even know how it came. It just popped to my brain.
It just popped into his brain. And then he told me what it was. And I stopped for a minute. I'm like, I think Sight is a genius. I think that is going to save the WWE because you're not putting your marquee wrestler up against another marquee wrestler. No. And when I was a kid, I just wanted the Ultimate Warrior to go in there, whoop somebody's butt, and leave.
And I think that's what also burnt out the pay-per-view matches. You know, I'm not a big wrestling fan like I once was. My son watches it, so I watch it with him. But if you remember, when the pay-per-view events came, that's when you put those, this superstar versus this superstar, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's when you have SmackDown, you have Raw, and all these other shows, what's the point of watching a pay-per-view or a special event?
Oh, my God.
Man. Other than tradition, like WrestleMania.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I think they should go back to basing the show around jobbers and have a few mid-level card matches.
That's it. Know, it's a brilliant idea, and it's so... Listen, and I actually meant to tell you before, you would love the show The Young Rock, especially this last past season, because... It's about wrestling. Man, listen. Those no-name matches were career makers.
Yes, yes.
Yo, it was so... Yes. When he walked in...
Oh, man.
The way he said it and the fact that he said it, I'm like, yo, he's right. All I really wanted to do was see Hulk Hogan beat up the Brooklyn Brawler for the fifth time.
That's it. You just want to see them get smacked around and put these and you know, unless you are really, really into wrestling, that's why they were called jobbers, because they were doing jobs. Yeah. They were putting these guys over. That's how a lot of the superstars were built, like, you know, the Ultimate Warriors, the Rocks, the Stone Colds, the Bret Harts. That's how those guys were built, because you were watching them destroy these other guys. Every once in a while, they'll put up a fight. But we all just want to see these guys. We call them wrestling dummies. They're no-name. Yeah.
I hate to say he's absolutely right.
But that's the thing. You got to see your favorite wrestler
yes.
do stuff that they normally wouldn't do when they're fighting someone who is the same caliber.
Well, right.
Like, you get to see them do some wild off-the-wall stuff, and you're like, oh.
But it also works for the bad guy, because you want the bad guy to get beat, but you know full well the bad guy who's big, strong, and dangerous ain't gonna lose to the guy who's just into wrestling to be a jobber. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you root for him, but then you still enjoy the fact that he got whooped.
Yeah.
Man, you might save WWE with this one, son.
What's today's date? Today's date is June 2nd, 2022. Vince, I need to check.
Yo. I think it's that time again. And I think it's hard to... I'm sorry for WWE, because I grew up on it too. It's hard to find entertainment, money, and value, because everybody's money and entertainment is mm-hmm. so spread out.
Right.
I can watch a stream. I can go to a movie. I can go to a live event. I can go get some entertainment on the... Metaverse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many different ways for people to be entertained. Back then, think about it. I had sports, wrestling, I wasn't into the theater. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was only, you know, my single life, bachelor life stuff I loved. And that was it. Now I got all this stuff at my disposal with a click away on my phone. Mm-hmm. So, listen. Can they take the idea or they got to pay you?
Now they can take the idea.
You sure?
Yeah, that's sure. I just, my dream in life was, other than being a DJ and working at a radio station, is to be a manager of a wrestler.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to get in.
I wanted
in.
To be on the sideline.
Yeah, and get in on the active.
I wanted to be the guy that, you know, pulls the other guy's leg and he loses.
I could actually see that.
Maybe they can come up with a character for you, man, because you might say they butt with this one. WDKX Off Air Conversations.